You said that you are schizoaffective.
Yeah.
And so what's the difference between schizophrenia and schizoaffective?
The difference is it's a mixture between schizophrenia and bipolar. So along with hallucinations and like things like that with that come along with schizophrenia, it's the ups and downs with the mood, like manic, where you're like super super joyful for it could be months at a time, or it could be, you know, a daily thing, but just up extreme highs and lows with the mood.
So kind of like bipolar. So like one minute you could be, for example, like super super happy, and then the next you're like super down.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So my next question is like, how have you learned to, like, I don't know, either balance that or fight that? Like, what are some things that you do to counteract those bipolar or those emotions?
That's a good question. So honestly, I think for me, it's like, I'm thankful for what I have, because it causes me to seek the Lord more. Like, if I didn't have these extreme highs and lows, I wouldn't seek the Lord as much as I do, I feel like. And when I get depressed, it's just like, where else do I turn? Like, I know nothing else in this world can make me happy. So I just turn to him in reading scripture, and just cry out to him and thank him, you know. And it's really helpful reading the Psalms, but honestly, I'm really thankful for it, because it just causes me to seek the Lord more, and it just causes me to just go to him with everything, all those things. And so honestly, what helps me though is Psalms, reading Psalms, journaling, being grateful, like writing out what I'm grateful for, and just being around brothers. Like, you can't be down when you're, it's really hard to be down when you're around brothers.
Yeah.
And just hanging out, so that's really helpful. Fellowship, just connecting with other people, and creating is also a really big thing. Just really being creative, just and trying to serve others, getting myself out of myself, and just talking to others, serving others is the biggest thing, I think. Is serving others, you know, trying to impact others instead of being like, poor me or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so you said seeking the Lord and His Word, fellowship. Because honestly, I've learned a lot from fellowship. Like, when we're together, you know, God says that when two or three are among Him in His name, that He's with us, and so. Yeah, just by fellowshipping and sharing with one another in whatever we're doing, God is along with us. Jesus Himself is with us. And Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians, like, his struggles. And it says, 2 Corinthians 12:9, three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. So these thorns in our fleshes, that's Paul speaking. Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he, the Lord, said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, what you're saying, it says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen. Amen, bro. That's amazing. I love that, man.
And yeah, so, you know, God uses all of our weaknesses, our strengths all to his glory, and that we be conformed to his image. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen, dude. Yeah. God is so good.